From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. It feels like not a week goes by without some form of testimony in Washington or a summit in Silicon Valley where law enforcement and tech companies play tug of war over encryption. The latest, a judge in Los Angeles has ordered Apple to aid an FBI investigation of the San Bernardino shooters. Important to know here that on a device using newer forms of Apple's mobile operating system, if you fail to input the correct passcode to an iPhone 10 times, the phone automatically erases its data. The court order involves this function, and Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor at Ars Technica, has been following the story. Cyrus, let's start with what happened yesterday.
What happened on Tuesday was that federal prosecutors asked for the court to force Apple to unlock the phone that the FBI currently has that used to belong to Syed Farouk, the San Bernardino terrorist and shooter who was involved in the incident in San Bernardino in December 2015.
This is something that's been requested for a while and Apple's resisted.
So this is the first time that Apple has been asked to help in San Bernardino, but Apple has been asked to help opening phones and iPads in other cases previously elsewhere in the country. And within the last couple years, Apple has taken a very strong pro-privacy stance, saying that, you know, maybe we helped out you, the government, in the past, but we're no longer going to do so. And in fact, since iOS 8, Apple has said, when a device is locked, when a device has full disk encryption enabled, which it will if you have a passcode on it, we cannot open it. We have no capability of opening it for the government or for anyone else. What's also strange about this case is that this does not involve the phone of a suspected terrorist or of a person who is imminently may commit a crime. This phone used to belong to somebody who is now dead.
Cyrus, what happens next here? As I understand it, Apple has approximately 5 days to appeal this court decision.
Right. So what's happened is the judicial order has come out by this judge in Southern California. Apple has 5 business days to respond. What probably will happen is Apple will come forward before the court and argue why it should not have to comply with this court order. And we should say that, you know, this Apple is also involved in a very similar case, almost on the exact same issues, in a drug case in New York City. And Apple, in that case, has come out very strongly in favor of privacy and said it does not want to be compelled to help unlock a phone. So yes, Apple is widely expected to resist. If the judge says no, you must still comply, then probably Apple will appeal up to the Ninth Circuit, Federal Court of Appeals in San Francisco, and we'll take it from there.
Cyrus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's a confusing time to be a toy company. On the one hand, the global toy industry is growing. According to the market research firm NPD Group, it jumped almost 7% to $20 billion last year. At the same time, when was the last time you saw a kid with options reach for the doll instead of the device? Toy companies are trying to compete with the connected world by joining it. Examples? Plenty were available at the International Toy Fair, which just wrapped up this week. Our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine, has been following the story. Lindsay, I was into He-Man and I dabbled with Care Bear Cousins, but I don't know a ton about Barbie. What is the smart dream house?
Barbie is so high tech now that she has her own smart home coming later this year. For $300, an internet-connected house that will do all kinds of crazy things. You can voice activate it to turn lights on. It's got like flashing light, party mode.
Party mode.
Flat screen. It's got party mode, just like your connected light bulb.
I want that for my own house. And the idea here is that the smart home, in this case, the smart dream house, is actually listening four commands, which means it's Wi-Fi connected and it's talking to a server somewhere.
Or it's using your local Wi-Fi at the very least to become more interactive.
That has to make parents a little bit nervous, right?
It does make parents a little bit nervous because you've got this item that's sort of listening to everything. But to be clear, there are lots of products out there on the market for grown-ups that do exactly the same thing, if you ever use Siri.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mattel has gotten some flack for this before. It has a connected Barbie now on the market called Hello Barbie that listens for your children's questions. So Mattel has a lot of experience addressing parents' concerns about the listening toys.
So the International Toy Fair just wrapped up here in New York, and Mattel also revealed this new 3D printer thing. Can you talk about that?
So it's a little 3D printer that's pretty inexpensive. It's also $300 or $299. It's really about the novelty of choosing a toy and printing it out in your own home.
What else are we seeing in the high-tech toy space that looks interesting to you?
A lot of virtual reality going on. ViewMaster announced its second ViewMaster VR headset, and it solves a lot of the problems of the original. People are pretty excited about this little ViewMaster because it's basically a much nicer version of Google Cardboard. It's going to come this fall. It's only going to cost $40. It allows you to focus the lenses and sharpen them. So it kind of takes a very, very low touch virtual reality experience and makes it slightly higher touch for not very much money.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
While we're talking about things that are moving further into the digital world, here's a question I'm asking more and more. Dost thou Venmo? Yes, I ask it like that, and yes, I'm a dork. But the answer is often, well, yes. There's news from the company that in January alone, $1 billion was transferred on the user-to-user payment app. That's 2.5 times the amount transferred in the same month a year ago. Maybe millennials have money to spend after all. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.